This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour. Welcome to the DJ V Show, an experience that you will never, ever, ever forget. Every single day, there's a takeaway from this program. As a matter of fact, we're going to start testing people about the content of the program. So listen carefully to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show if you'd like to do that. And congratulations to William Quinn from Salt Lake City. For checking in. How do you do, sir? Nice to have you on board. You know Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's there? Dr. Jack, one of the important members of our staff here. If you'd like to get the benefit of his knowledge, we have a podcast called Good Day Health Show. Every week, Jack contributes lots of great, pithy information. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find the podcast. Here's some business news, ladies. This is the upside of the business news today. Dollar General, you know, they have stores all over the country. They are making a bold move. They're bucking the trend. They're going to open 900 new stores this coming year. Imagine, 900 new stores. They have 14,000 stores in pretty much every state. They're 35% bigger than they were 5 years ago. Everybody, how many different dollar type stores are there?
I know there's General. Dollar General is Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I think there's
store.
Right. And isn't there just the dollar store? Isn't that one the original one?
That's the original. And then there's a bunch of little ones that pop up.
Yeah, I think we have Dollar Ocean and some other like random things that have dollar in the name, but they're just a variation of it.
Well, it's a big business. People trying to save. Can you imagine going in and buying food, for example? What do you get for a dollar? Cans,
a lot of
peas?
People do. And you know, which one is the Dollar General or the Dollar Store? There's one, and I don't do this, but I've heard that they actually have a pretty good grocery section.
Do they? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've never been into one of these stores. Dollar General shares up 25% this year. Dollar Tree, one of the competitors, stock up 38%. This year. So I'm wondering where they get the stuff that they sell. Where do the buyers
China.
For their chain, they get it in China?
It's all
they have
from
regular
China,
brand
yeah.
stuff, though.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They get it
I
off
think it
price?
Might just be older. Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff that would not otherwise be used. Maybe I should go there. I'd feel right at home with the stuff that's the date says used before July 2016.
And you think you're past your expiration date?
Yes. Here is the downside from the business world. General Electric having some serious problems, cutting 12,000 jobs, trying to turn the company around. It has been out. Well, there are a couple of different divisions that have done well, but they've sold them off. They needed the cash. General Electric suffering the same thing that many other companies that make products in our country have suffered. The Chinese and you can go to Brazil and get things made cheaper. So their stock is off 44%. Wow. They have 295,000 people working for them. They make engines for jets. They are responsible for a lot of power companies, turbines in power companies. But they don't, you know, who buys General Electric stoves anymore? Anybody seen a General Electric stove? Or
yeah.
a refrigerator, have you?
My mom has a GE stove.
How old is it?
A year old? 2 years
really?
Old?
Really? So
maybe?
It's new.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they still make. Yeah, they have
so
that.
What's
I forget the name of. No, GE has actually. I
forget the name of it. There's a high-end line that's what my parents got. And they have, like, the grills on top of the stove. And
yeah.
I forget what it's called, but it's made by GE. They're really good. And they've got the matching, you know, microwave and all that stuff that goes with it. I think maybe even their fridge.
So what would people be buying if they aren't buying some of the traditional names? General Electric, Westinghouse, Kenmore. What are some of the Maytag? What are some of the other big names of appliances?
Well, Samsung and LG have really moved into that department, which they started with TVs and other electronics. And Samsung and LG, especially LG, they make really great kitchen appliances.
So that's perhaps the problem, Victoria, then. They can't keep up with the
competition. Yeah, GE didn't really go high tech as much as the other ones.
You know what also is fascinating to me in terms of business, the seismic change in shopping habits that is demonstrated at this time of year especially. And it's not just Amazon. There are a lot of these outlets. Well, think about the condition of the malls. I was thinking about the L.A. malls, Jennifer. And how they rebuilt that one.
I think about them all the time.
kept up? Are they created? The one, the Century City Mall, got rebuilt last year. Mm-hmm. And that's
I don't know much about that one. That one was almost a ghost town before the rebuild. And admittedly, I haven't been there since they were done with their refurbishing. I know they put in some good restaurants there, but I don't know about the stores. I do know that my local mall in Burbank, and people might hear about Burbank a lot because that's where a lot of the studios are, NBC and ABC and Warner Brothers. That mall was almost dead. Everything inside had closed, and I was just in there about a month ago, and I noticed that they're doing a freshening up again, like we saw in Century City. Everything's kind of getting rebuilt. It's got a newer look. They're redoing the floors, and lo and behold, there are new stores popping up in there. So I guess it's not dead yet.
Are they new names, or are they the same old names that you see elsewhere?
It's names that you wouldn't normally see inside a mall environment. For instance, the one that's popping into my mind is Cost Plus, which is a store I love. They sell furniture and knickknacks, and they have groceries and wine and, you know, everything that you need.
Is that World Market? Is that the
same? World Market. And so that all of a sudden that's appeared on the bottom floor of the Burbank Mall. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. You don't normally see those inside of a shopping mall. Usually they're in the outside mini mall type.
There's a one in the Grove, if you go to the Grove.
Yeah.
At 3rd and what do you call it?
Yeah, I've never been there.
Haven't you?
I've never been to the
Grove. Really?
No.
Oh, take a ride over there. It's a kind of interesting place. And that's where Mario Lopez and his partner do their daily.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that far from.
We have a replica of it closer to home in Glendale. The local mall, the Americana, is patterned after the Grove. The builders are the same. Yeah. So I feel like I don't need to drive all the way because I've kind of seen it.
So how many people, I'm looking at, there's an overview of our country's space given to retail. We have no surprise here. More retail space than any other country in the world. 5 times more in terms of per capita, listen to this, than in England. 40% more per capita than Canada. In other words, you have 40% more chances individually to go to a mall in America than you do in Canada. And 5 times more opportunities to go to a mall in our country than in Britain. So as you understand the seismic shift in the retail industry, I mean, there's only so much retail space that you can create before you go past the demand. And I think we are now realizing that we're past the demand. And so there are stores closing all over the place. And I was in a mall, a Natick mall, here in our town the other day, and this time of year you'd think every store space would be open and they'd be hustling and bustling. There are 4 or 5 stores that have been closed, and it looks like they're putting other things in there. But there are very few companies. We have the TJX headquarters here in Framingham. That's TJ Maxx and all the other. They have opened 219 stores this year, and they're opening 200 more next year. Because of not only the fast fashion industry, but they're also opening these kind of trading, like REI, a low-end REI. Mm-hmm. You have so many people. Is that a good description? Anybody been in one of those stores?
I've been to REI, but what's the low-end one?
The low-end is TJ Maxx's new thing. I think it's called Sierra Trading, something like that.
Is that what that is? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Right, last weekend I was down. We were down at my parents' house in Jersey, and in their little shopping center where they have the Target, yeah. I noticed this brand new building right next to the Target, and it said Sierra Trading Post or something. And I was yeah. like, I wonder what that is. I've never heard of it. Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense then.
That's
so that's
TJ
the TJ Maxx.
Maxx yep.
outdoor stuff.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. So
REI is expensive, so I'm not surprised that a lower
Yeah, I mean,
end.
They've looked around. They're great merchants. That's what they do. They look around, see where the opportunities are. REI and Dave's. Is it Dave's? Dan's something? What's the big other big chain that does sports?
I don't know. Dick's. We have
what
Dick's,
Dick's
Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So they're outsmarting them, and they're good at that. There are, and you look around and you think, okay, who's going to survive? We were talking about Dollar General and Dollar, those dollar stores. Those stores are going to survive. But there are others. Walmart opened 60 new stores this year. Nordstrom's opened 17 new stores. That's sort of against
the trend.
That's
surprising.
Because of Macy's, JCPenney's, and all that bunch. Anybody know about Sephora? Who goes to Sephora?
Oh, that'll never go out of business.
Apparently they're doing very well.
I single-handedly keep them in business.
Really?
Well, yeah.
And I've got the East Coast
company.
Chapter. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, isn't makeup and alcohol, those are like the two things that never
go... I keep them in business,
go,
too.
Yeah,
it's true. Beauty and alcohol are things, even when there's a recession, women will still buy lipstick and things, but they'll just spend less on it. They'll go down a notch
true,
in brands.
Though, you can look cute if you... Well, I don't have this gene, but a lot of women can go into a thrift store and they can come out with all of this cute stuff for under $10 and they can put an outfit together. But your makeup, you really can't chintz on that. You have
right.
to, you know, you always have to have a
That's
little sparkle.
Exactly why the beauty industry is never going to go away. And Sephora is, I think in the beginning, Sephora got, they kind of grew too quickly and they ended up having to close stores after a while because they just expanded way too fast. But now they've readjusted their business model and I think that they're going to be around forever. Because you have to go and try that stuff on. That's not something that you want to buy online.
You may have to put it on your face.
Yeah, or just get a consultation or see the products in front of you to put samples on your hand and know what colors are right. It's very hard to ever do that online. So that kind of keeps them in business forever.
So I've gone, I remember last year, was it last year when I bought all of that perfume? Jennifer, was that last year?
That was last year.
I was dispatched to the store to find what was the brand?
It
was.
I'm trying to remember. You know,
they have their own stores.
What's so funny is that I would never buy perfume for anyone because I think it's a really personal thing.
Right.
And unless you know something that somebody wears, it's really difficult to find it. But I'll be darned if you didn't find me a perfume that I absolutely love. I wear it almost every day.
Where do you think that the information came from? It didn't come from
me. It smelled really good. And, you know, when you see a bottle of perfume sitting on your desk, you go, oh, man, what am I going to do? But it's a really good one. So props to you and to your elf.
All right. That's right. The Christmas elf is busy working at things. All right. Here's something to get busy doing. I was looking at the new cruise ships and the stories about how many people want to travel to exotic places. And Americans who know about Hawaii say this is their dream vacation. So you'll be happy to know that Doug Steffen, along with YMT Vacations, has put together a trip to Hawaii for March. March 14th, we leave Los Angeles, 13 days of an ultimate Hawaiian tour you will never, ever, ever forget. Because we'll go to every single one of the islands, we'll be cruising on different there are six different sightseeing boats. This whole thing is an absolute, this is a fabulous find. I'm so pleased that we're able to put this together. I haven't done one of these things for a long time. So if you're interested in getting the details, call YMT Vacations at 877-900-4574. Take a date along, take yourself along. I'm going along. I'll take you along with me to Hawaii in March. 877-900-4574. Discounted $400 from the regular price. So get in on it now. YMT, 877-900-4574.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I'm somewhere on the beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. You called my boys, heard you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something.
Derek Bentley drives a Bentley, did you know that?
I don't think he does. I think that's fake news. Hashtag fake news.
Derek's going to be honored at this year's Country Radio Seminar with the CRS Artist Humanitarian Award, special award presented to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, meant to highlight a country music artist who has exhibited exceptional humanitarian efforts during his career. So why was he chosen? What has he done, Jennifer, with his... he's got something he's been doing for, what, 10 years now? Miles and Music for Kids?
Yeah, well, he is very charitable, and he donates to a lot of different causes. Plus, his career is in a really good place right now. It's very funny in country music, and I'm sure this happens in other genres, but I think country music celebrates this kind of hard work maybe more than other genres of the music industry. Blake Shelton and Dierks Bentley were very much on the same path, where they started their career years ago, and it was a slow build until they finally are up to Entertainer of the Year status. They're selling out shows and arenas, and that's where Dierks Bentley is right now.
That's very exciting.
Okay. Yes, he was so overwhelmed with that story.
I'm here. I've found my way back to...
Was that you?
That was me.
I thought it was me.
No, maybe we all went away. Who knows?
I think so.
Past recipients of this award, Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley, Reba McEntire. This is a good list. This is quite an honor, it would seem. So he's really come up in stature than Jennifer.
Yeah, he's. This is the thing. He's really grown his career, and it's taken a long time. He's not one of those guys that just got famous overnight like you see in pop music.
Yeah, yeah. He's recently revealed as a headliner for Chicago's 4th annual Windy City Lake Shake Festival in June. Oh, the good news is we're talking about June already. Hooray! Only 6 months away. Yay. Said he was looking at 19 degrees outside the studio down at the farm this morning. So, all right, let's move to another musical focus, Kesha and Macklemore. Sounds like a trucking company. They're going to be having some fun next summer, too. Yeah, let's bring on these summer stories. Two of them teamed up for the lighthearted nostalgia tune Good Old Days for Macklemore's Gemini album earlier this year. They'll be teaming up again for a trek around North America this coming year. The Adventures of Kesha and Macklemore. Announced yesterday, beginning June 6th in Phoenix, 29 cities up until the 5th of August. They're using their tour for good cause. $1 from every ticket sold will be donated. Let's see. Kesha's giving her proceeds to Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Macklemore donating his to M Plus One, which advances racial and social justice through the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis Equity Fund. And so for people who are interested, you know, these people are conscious. And why not? They have much to be thankful for. So yep. Why not give back? You know,
yeah,
it's not going to come out of their heart. They use their fame to get people to come to their concerts, and they take some part of the proceeds that they don't need anyway and use them for something that's good. Good. Good for them. I didn't, last week I said I didn't get Kesha, but I like this sort of story.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, it's the holiday season, da-da-da-da-da-da, and Jennifer, and Victoria, and Kara are all here.
Boy.
I'm reading a book by James Allen called The Eight Pillars of Prosperity, and in this book, Mr. Allen talks about sympathy for others, being kind to people, being giving, being thoughtful. This is the best way to get ahead. Working with and through and for other people will, his premise is that doing all of those things will help you to be better at what you do, help you to be more successful. And the least, the people who are most successful, I don't know whether I agree with this or not, are the least harsh, the least impatient, the least intolerant people. And I wonder if that is true in the main. We hear about the big names, and then we all struggle with the definition of what is success. And I think that in this circumstance, success is, for me anyway, how you feel about yourself and how you feel about what's going on in your life. It isn't attached to money. It's not attached to... it isn't really attached to any one single thing. It just is a feeling. How do you feel? And I think... At Christmas time, we perhaps are more sympathetic for others and kinder to others, and we say the same thing all the time. Wouldn't it be wonderful if this feeling could last all year long? We were just talking about gifts and things off the air. And I don't know that it's, that gifts are important. They're thoughtful, but I think if you can be patient and tolerant and helpful, remember how many times, there's hardly a day goes by that I don't say we are all here to help. And I think hopefully during the course of the hours we're on the air with this radio program, you find that we are helpful. All right? Helpful. We're interested in helpful. Matter of fact, I have a lady coming on in a few minutes who's going to help you. Miss Victoria, it should be a good conversation for you as well as me. You can lead it and I'll listen and learn the things that are available for technology. Not only the things that you can buy, but how to use technology to make the holidays better, maybe in terms of shopping and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, so that'll come up in a matter of moments. Let's get into the Doug Danger Zone. The last
My
thing
favorite place to be.
The Doug Danger Zone. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Look out for the Nutribullet blender on aisle 20. According to a lawsuit that has been filed, 22 people are alleging that the Nutriblender blows up. It explodes when you're making a smoothie. This is a very powerful. You ever use the Nutribullet? I have. Anybody ever use a Nutribullet?
Yeah. I have the Magic Bullet right now, but yes, I've used a Nutribullet too.
What's the difference between a Magic Bullet and a Nutribullet?
Just a brand name.
Oh, all right. So, anyway, these people have started a class action lawsuit, and they are saying some have been severely burned by the Nutribullets. They occurred when the devices were... evidently, the devices are correctly being used, according to the manufacturing info, but there's a defect that causes pressure and heat to build up inside the blender pitcher, and that's why they blow up. Good God.
Jeez.
This is a... There's a story and a half, some waiting to happen. So, will this kill? If you got stock in Nutribullet, I think I'd be selling it pretty fast. Next, from the danger zone, glitter. Glitter is not all fun and games, boys and girls.
Sure it is.
In England, they plan to phase out microbeads, those pieces of plastic that are in toothpaste and other personal care products. I thought this was done a couple of years ago.
Well, it's not banned, but some countries have done that because it just ends up in the water and the fish eat it, and it's all plastic, and then we eat the fish, so it's a mess. Right. Microbeads are terrible for the environment.
Right. Well, glitter apparently is as well. Combination
it's
of aluminum
fine.
And plastic.
People, we have to do a risk assessment on things. Does glitter bring you joy or does glitter hurt you? Glitter brings you joy. Now, end of story.
If I was a parent, I bet parents are happy if glitter gets banned.
What a
mess. Like, once your kid gets it out, it's in your house forever. You never get rid of it.
I encourage that.
You're the only
more
one.
Glitter.
Yeah.
All right. So this is for you, Jennifer. Your recent experience with bugs. The problem of bed bugs at hotels spreading more prevalent nationwide than they were 15 years ago. And that means not the little corner establishment that you have to walk into from the street, but five-star establishments as well. I got bed bugs at a very nice hotel in New York a number of years ago.
New York
has
a problem.
And they got into my bed here.
Oh.
We had to do all kinds. Oh, my God, what a mess.
Ugh.
There's a scientific report that's been released suggesting that the bed bug that you know and love prefers to travel in your dirty laundry. So if you have dirty laundry, you put it in your bag, bring it back home. Likely that if you put it on the bed or someplace in the bedroom, they don't like clean clothing. They like dirty, smelly clothing. So what do you do if you're on a trip and you got dirty, smelly clothing?
Well, you have to keep it separate from your luggage then, because if they're going to use it as a decoy, so keep the dirty stuff on one side, and then if they're heading in that direction, then...
How do you check your hotel room or any place for bed bugs? How do you know
until it's too
late?
You look at the corners of the mattress to see if there's any evidence of a bed bug, which is little black dots, little red dots.
So you have to take the sheet off the bed in order to look at the mattress.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who does that?
You should.
Well, a lot of people
do now.
I think
a
lot of people now.
Yeah.
Really? Huh. Well, we all know
just make sure. Just you have to make sure that you don't put your luggage on the bed. Mm-hmm. That's because they can crawl on anything that's a fabric. So if you, I know this one particular warning came from Condé Nast Travel Magazine, and they said that you should put your luggage either on the luggage rack or put it in the bathtub if you have to, if there's no other place. But anywhere that's a slippery surface, they can't go.
Right.
So you make sure you don't bring them home with you, and just make sure your luggage doesn't touch the bed. My cousin, unfortunately, did that. He was on a business trip last year and was in a really nice hotel and put his luggage on the bed and brought them home with him. And it was a mess. Yep.
All right. Finally, from the danger zone, this seems appropriate. A fellow who is an executive on Wall Street mauled and killed by a shark last week while scuba diving. I would think that would be more appropriate for a lawyer, though, don't you think, than somebody who's a Wall Street executive? Yes or no? We should.
I guess if you ask Bernie Sanders, it's just the same.
Right. Wall Street and lawyers together.
Yeah. This is a very surprising story, though, because you really rarely hear scuba divers being attacked by sharks. It's always surfers because they're in motion and they kind of look like a seal to a shark. But this is a very weird story and unfortunately ended in death.
Didn't
but
end well for the fellow who was out there.
It's a woman. Yeah, it was a woman.
That's right. It was a woman. Yeah, exactly.
It was a woman who was killed, and then the dive master also was attacked, but he survived. So,
all right. Danger, danger. Be careful. In a moment, we'll deal with holiday technology. Right now, though, I want to have you improve your health or think about improving your health. We've been talking about gifting. Here's a great gift for the stocking. The folks at Purity Products have developed Krill Omega 50 Plus. With CoQ10, this is a small pill that has both krill oil and fish oil, so you don't have to decide which one do I take. You take them both. Krill oil is great for your joints and the comfort of your body, and we all know that fish oil is great for your cardiovascular health, no matter what your age. Now, you see, this is supposedly, they say Omega 50 Plus. I think that's wrong. I don't think they should market it that way, because I think this is something that works for everybody. You ladies all have yours. And I have mine. I take it every day. It will, and since I've had trouble with my knee, I notice that the aches are going away. Thank you very much. Purity is so sure that this Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want you to have a free bottle so you can put it to the test. Call 800-355-1493. Free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. You pay a little shipping, that's it. Make sure you claim your free bottle as they are available now at 800-355-1493.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 after the hour on the DJV experience. We're going to welcome in Christopher Elliott, who is an author, a columnist, founder of Elliott.org, where when we're finished talking about what's going on in the world of customer service, you're probably going to want to go to his website, Elliott.org, to see who has won. I've got a number of people who have won, a number of companies in various categories that I'm curious about, and we'll see if this trails off into you doing business at some of these companies. If they offer the best service, of course you ought to. Hi, Elliott. Welcome. Christopher, sorry. I was thinking of Christopher Robin and then Elliott Christopher. I got all kinds of names rattling around in my head. Welcome.
Hey, that's what happens when you have two first names, right? Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So the Elliott Reader's Choice Customer Service Awards have been announced. The winners, well, I guess I'm interested as to how this all fits together, because there are various outfits that are interested in customer service. We talk about it all the time, oftentimes in terms of hospitality, airports, I mean, the airlines, that kind of stuff. So what categories do you work over?
Well, we had 17 categories this year, so quite a bit. And I just literally minutes ago pushed the button on the 2018 winner, so you are the first to get it. Talk about airlines, you know. We had the winner was Southwest Airlines in the domestic airline category and Virgin Atlantic. No surprise there. You know, Southwest has done really well in past years, too. People really like the fact that they take care of the customers.
Yeah. Well, what happens is, for me, I travel a lot, and I use American most of the time. And the only way I punctuate my rides on American is to use the old jingle, something special in the air, and I sing, "We're American Airlines, nothing special in the air." And they aren't. And none of the other airlines really are. And I don't know whether I think Southwest falls down a little bit. They're not as good as they used to be. But when you compare them to the others, it's like no contest. Is that what you find? And how do you do these surveys, by the way? How do you come to, let's say, the fact that Southwest wins among the airlines?
It's so funny you should mention that, because I heard an airline insider say, our business model is that we just have to suck less than the other airlines.
Yep.
which I think is true. Like, you don't really have, you remember the airlines before deregulation when everyone had this awesome service and, you know, you'd be treated well no matter where you sat.
Yep.
And now it's just not the same. But the awards are done, you know, by the book. We have readers of the website, Elliott.org. That's two L's and two T's, .org. And they nominate their favorite companies, and then we vote on them. The entire month of November, we voted on the winners and then released the names today.
Okay.
And it is done entirely for readers and by readers.
Car manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
What about
Ford and Toyota won in,
So you do domestic and international in every category, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All
domestic
right, so
and international. And
For me, something that's very important in the technological aspects of things, subscription TV service, wireless carriers, phone operators, whatever you want to call them, who wins there?
Yeah, I can go down the list. You had you asked about wireless. Verizon Wireless won in that category.
Really?
There aren't very many wireless providers out there.
What a horror show.
So the pickings are slim.
Yeah.
Subscription TV, DirecTV won in that category. The reason you're not happy, I can tell you, is that there are actually... in some industries, there's not a lot of competition, and that's unfortunately what it's come to. And
monopolies.
We need to do better.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We
it's or an oligopoly where you only have one or two players, and that's a fight that I'm fighting every day.
Yep. I'm not surprised. Give us a few seconds on the Service Recovery Award.
The Service Recovery Award was for a company that did a terrible thing in 2017 and then did its best to recover. And United Airlines won for the David Dow dragging incident. And it
really?
Tried to really do better by its customers. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And hopefully 2018 will be a better year for the airline.
Yep. All right. Elliott, two L's, two T's, Elliott.org. Christopher Elliott, good information. Thank you for helping us out.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to have the wisdom of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner, and an important component of the Good Day Health Show podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find that. And in a moment, we're going to go over some interesting news, the labeling and heart health claims of soy. Good, bad, yes, no, thumbs up, thumbs down, in a moment.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
All right, let's get into the reality of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, looking at food manufacturers who claim that soy protein reduces heart attack risk. And this is because the folks at the Western A. Price Foundation, big supporters of mine, Jack, when I was doing the raw milk on the farm routine. Yes. So Sally Fallon Morrill, who's run Western A. Price, has come forward with all their guns blazing. What's the foundation, if you'll pardon the pun, of this argument?
Well, she said this in the petition to the FDA, that a product as problematic as soy protein should carry a health warning, you know, rather than some kind of a health claim.
Right.
Because we have known for a long time that soy protein is a hormone disruptor. And as a hormone disruptor, and can lead to goiter and other kinds of problems with the thyroid. A lot of people besides Sally have gone around scratching her head saying, how come you guys are promoting this stuff? So Dr. Carol Watson, who's a cardiologist and director of the UCLA Women's Cardiovascular Health Center, came out and said this, quote, "But we've since learned that not every way of lowering cholesterol has benefits. Some things that do lower cholesterol actually have shown harm. And there has never been any clinical trials that ever showed eating more soy improves heart health." Now, the Chinese, for hundreds of years, if not more than 1,000, have discouraged their population from eating soy, except in a fermented state, because that will change the chemical structure of the heavy amounts of estrogen that are present in most soy products, especially here in this country. And that's why they call it a hormone disruptor. You can't load young children up with estrogen before puberty. That comes with soy products. You know, for over 20 years on the radio show that I had in Salt Lake City, that was one of the more common questions I would have from time. For infant formula, you know, well, we find that this soy-based protein infant formula is really good. No. You stay away from that stuff. You can't load a young boy up with estrogen, and you certainly can't load a young lady up. I mean, we have girls in this country now 8, 9, 10 years old starting their menstrual cycles.
Oof.
Oh, and early breast development, when 100 years ago, these things usually didn't happen until 16, 17, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FDA's finally come out and said, all right, we're going to have a public hearing about this. It's going to go on for about 2-3 weeks, something like that, because there never has been any research to validate the use of soy protein as some adequate alternative to dairy.
Yeah. Well, there are all kinds of things around that are claiming to be milk, like muscle milk and almond milk and soy milk, and it's all crap. And it isn't. I was on a television program, and the host asked me whether or not all these things were milk, and I said no. And he said, why? I said, because they don't come from a mammary gland.
Well, that's it. That's why we're called mammals.
Right.
So I'm speaking up for the 500 billion mammals on this planet.
Good for you, Jack.
There we go.
There it for Jack. Round of applause for Jack Stockwell. Speaking up for mammals. That could be a podcast. Speaking up for mammals. How about that?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.